is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, February, what, I don't even know, it's February 21st. You know, I never know the day of the week. February 21st, and this is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we talk about Bohemianum, what it is to be Bohemian, and also talk about culture and performance and activities. And I happen to come across a Bohemian poet, right? And a Bohemian poet, Keanu Strawn, who is trending. He's trending TikTok, he's trending Facebook and social media. And I said, I got to know who this boy is. This boy ain't ordinary, right? And Keanu, pull that mic closer to you. I'm sorry about that. Pull that mic closer to you so you get ready to talk. No problem. And I wanted my Bohemian audience, listening audience, to be exposed to him because he's also a social commentator.
Yep.
Right? He speaks about topics that is trending, and he's able to put it in verse. This gentleman is actually sought after, right? People is talking about him all through social media and also abroad now. And I say, hey, let me bring Keanu Strawn now, and so people can understand who he is. So welcome, Keanu.
It's very good to be here. I am very honored to actually grace the airwaves right now and be able to speak to my Bohemian people. So I am very, very, very honored.
Good. So I'm going to start by asking you, how long have you been doing poetry?
Well, I was doing poetry, I would say, for about, let's say, about 10 years, actually. It started out with more so songs, but my lyrics would actually come out as poetry, as in I write my songs as poems. I just create melodies with them. But I could actually just sing them a cappella and they just come out as poems, actually. But they started out as songs.
And where have you been performing in the past, let's say, two, three years?
In the past 2-3 years, to be honest with you, I haven't really been performing that much. But I would, at times, you know, hit up those open mic spots. Haven't done it in a while, actually. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like frustration with like transportation or finances or whatever the case may be. So I just decided to say, well, I got my phone, just go, you know.
So why TikTok?
TikTok was actually by happenstance, to be real. It was like, you know, just putting myself out there because, like I say, from the frustration of not being able to actually get to the spots where I wanted to go, I just decided to say, well, all right, let me hit up these social media sites or whatever the case may be. TikTok was just one of those sites that actually I got more so of a favorable response. So I was like, all right, I guess TikTok is the formula, being honest. So I just decided to just put my stuff on TikTok. It's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, but TikTok was like where the people actually noticed me. Exactly.
And you've been getting enormous responses, right? And in fact, few people know who you are. They just know of your work.
Exactly.
And then when they realize that, oh, that's the guy there.
Right.
You get fans and people get excited. And of course, people got excited and got in studio today.
Right.
We plan to invite you back, especially as we celebrate move towards our 242 day. And let me just read this right now and then we'll continue. Because I want you to perform. Mm-hmm. You're also I wouldn't say politician, but a political activist.
I guess
right?
so.
Because you speak about political things, right. social things that is right. happening in the Bahamas and right. demanding change. Mm-hmm. And you speak about things that people, but Bohemians have on their mind, but they can't enunciate. They don't know how to get it out.
Right.
And this is where I'm going to start you. You wrote one about immigration. I want us to perform first.
Oh, wow.
And I want the listening audience brace themselves for this, right? Because this is where our conversation would start. Because this particular poem moved the entire Bahamas till politicians started reaching out to say, what is happening here?
Wow.
But I'm going to read this first, and then we can go move right into that immigration poem.
Right.
So Bahamas, let's celebrate. 242 Day is on Friday. this and every 24th of February, the 24th day of the second month. Show your Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags. Wear Bahamian flag colors. Eat Bahamian foods. Create and listen to Bahamian music. Donate in sequence of 242. Do something 242 times, or 242 times, or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, consider pricing items $2.42, or $24.20, or 242, etc., etc. Let's have fun. And we asking all civic organizations, all school organizations, all community groups, let's do something to celebrate 242, and we want you to record it. We want you to record it and post it on social media so people can see how Bahamians are celebrating 242 as we march towards 50th. So now we're going back to Keanu.
Yep.
Right? I want the listening audience to listen to this poem. Mm-hmm. Right? Of course, people say, man, this is poetry. But this is a political poem, and I want you to brace yourself for it as he recites it. Right? He's going to do it from memory. He's a performing artist. Yep. And he is being sought to perform this at various communities, right? So without further ado, I can let you do that. Go ahead.
All right. Broken silence. One country, two nations. Bahamians versus Haitians. Yeah, it's true. We are one people, but this is about legal and illegal. Don't get it confused. Haitians pay their dues, but it's the way some move that caused this feud. And I ain't trying to be rude. I can share my food. But if you try to take it, that's what causes issues. How would you feel if I do that to you? Break in your house, sleep on your couch. Me and my spouse got a bunch of babies running all about, all up in your kitchen, and I ain't never asked for permission, not to mention the shh. I ain't dissing. I just trying to get you to listen, that it's about the standard of living. You can't take over my home and don't expect me to start tripping. I got to protect what's mine. If you come in legally, that's fine, but how you want me to play blind? If in my law to come through the back door, you committing a crime. Let that sink in your mind. We got the same color, but we are not the same kind. Forgive me if I sound vulgar. We might look alike, but where we differ is culture. I ain't trying to discriminate, but if I say Bahamians first, you can't call that hate. I's a Bahamian. If this was Haiti, who would be first? The Haitians. It's just common sense. You can't squat on my land and don't pay no rent. That could lead to tragedy. How you gonna take what God give me to live for my family? How you gonna take what God give me to live for my family? I just stayed in the fox. If you come in right, it's all right. But like I say, how you gonna take what God give me to live for my family? You know why? But understand, I got to defend my tribe. Realize, they rule when we divide. Against slave masters, maybe we could unify. I had to abbreviate it because, you know, I get a little too deep with it and I don't want to offend nobody, you know?
No, and I appreciate that. And persons who want to hear the full version of that poem, unabridged, they can also go on TikTok because it becomes emotional later on.
Exactly.
But you spoke on shantytown issues, Bahamian first issues. Concern about the government, standard of living. Mm-hmm. Why is that important to you?
I feel it because it's like I said earlier, it's no type of discrimination or whatever. I'm not trying to bash.
No, we appreciate it. We understood it. There's no necessarily bashing inside that poem. You know? That's why you could have read it just like how it
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
Right?
Just...
But you giving commentary about what people are feeling.
Right. Right. Because some people was in my comment section and they was like, well, you know, y'all some hateful people. I don't care how much you put it in a rhyme. I don't care how much you put it in a song. Y'all some hateful people and whatever the case may be. And I was like, everybody ain't necessarily hateful. It's not a hatred type situation. It's more so just like, you know, we got rights like everybody else. You know what I mean? We could respect the next man's rights. But at the same time, we have to make sure that our rights are respected also in our environment and the things that we work hard to accomplish over the years and, you know, from independence straight up to now. And we have so many other things we have to do, so much more work we have to do to achieve that golden era of this Bahamian legacy. You know what I mean? So it's like, just give us our space to be able to make our paradise a real paradise. You know what I mean? And once we get our thing together now, we could invite, you know, and help and extend our favor to other nations and other people, especially people of our kind. You know what I mean? So That's all it is.
And a part of what you do is evoke commentary.
Right.
People respond to your poetry.
Right.
Right? Like I say, gone viral, and you see thousands, tens of thousands of comments underneath it.
Right.
And of course, there are one or two persons who say, man, that is contentious.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't have any love mm-hmm. in it. Right? Mm-hmm. Even though you say thought-provoking things to have right. people consider and think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't think that we have a migration issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that they think we have a housing crisis.
Right.
I don't even think they think we have a shanty town issue,
mm-hmm.
right? I think they're responding to the cries out now, and that as that cry diminish, it's going to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But in your poetry,
mm-hmm.
right, in that poem that you said just now, mm-hmm. right, you speak about a standard of living that you want all people in the Bahamas to live.
Right.
Why is that important to you?
To me, that's important because I, without trying to sound too deep or whatever, I just feel like we can actually, through our socialization, the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we act, we can actually manifest this paradise into a real paradise, like I said earlier. And I feel as if once we respect our culture enough and who we are as a people, and we get more deeper into our culture as opposed to being so persuaded with foreign cultures and people from different parts of the world, we can actually love what we have once we learn how to appreciate what we have. You know what I mean? Our environment, the way that we are, the way that we speak, the way that we dress, our foods, our entertainment. We have so many things to be proud of in this country. You know what I mean?
Okay, right now I'm talking to Keanu Strawn, and he's going to now recite a poem right after I read this text about mm-hmm. the hospital. Right. Recently we had a issue at the hospital where a young lady died, right? And it gone viral as the family cry foul, right? And the poem is not about that particularly, but right. basically about what is happening at our local hospital. And give him some leeway because, he's a spoken word poet. That's right. Keanu Strong. But let me read this. Say, wow, Howard. Again, people continue to call me Howard Grant. I don't know why. That young man hit the nail on the head. More young people need to wake up and understand where this country is headed, and it's them who we need to make the change. Okay, I just right. want to read that. So this one's quote, this text says, good morning, I hear this quote. Thomas Paine quote, if you're afraid to offend, you can't be honest.
And they just wanted
to mention that to you, to encourage mm-hmm. you. Don't be afraid to offend. But let's go. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't offend too much people because, Erica, I need mm-hmm. to keep this job. I need
exactly.
to keep this
game. That's why I had to cut it short.
No problem. Like I said, people go on TikTok and hear the full
right,
version.
Right,
and of course,
right.
it's trending in WhatsApp and
exactly.
Facebook.
Exactly.
Let's hear this hospital one.
Woo, this one fiery. All right. Now, let me cut to the chase. Like a bundle of fire on PMH. Payments. How much more we could take? Bad customer service at PMH mean a life get take. Sacrifice your life and then won't get paid. The audacity. That's like medical blasphemy. You ask me, they evil. How you won't work in healthcare but don't care about people? That place is accursed. Princess Margaret Hospital is hell on earth. The staff act like a bunch of heathens. If PMH is hell, the nurses is demons. And I don't care what you think, because everybody know that your attitudes stink. They love to disrespect you. And if you put them on blast, the suckers would neglect you. They soy rotten and sour. To see the doctor, buddy, you could be waiting for hours. They cowards. You could be rude to me. But if I run out, you quick to call security? They too wicked and vile. And God help the woman if she ain't there having a child. They psychotic and crazy. I mean, some of them suckers don't even care about the babies. They hard, corrupt, and cold. It's like they never had grandparents because they don't even love the old. So many horror stories told of how these dirty dogs abusing their control. And I'll say it to their face. Because too many bad nurses in a good nurse's space. Just make that clear. Please get out there. Because you're all making it hard for them to shine and be great. Y'all worse than hog. Preserving life is a calling, but to y'all it's a job. As I ask God why, want to hear a sick joke? You go to PMH today. die.
Wow. And I will first say that preamble that Princess Margaret Hospital has some great nurses.
Yes,
and doctors.
Yes, yes. We would love to highlight the great nurses, the good nurses. Continue being great. Do a great job. Shine your light.
But
woman purpose.
That does not dismiss that the place has some issues.
Thank
and
you,
and the government is committed to correcting it.
Thank you very much.
But you draw attention at the frustration many Bahamians have at the institution.
Including me.
The long lines, the wait, you know, at a triage, you know, and even the concern.
Right.
Right? Why did you felt the need to pen this poem?
I had that in me for so long because I know from personal experience how it is to deal with some of the nurses, the bad nurses. I put emphasis on bad nurses, not nurses, bad nurses. But, you know, in recent events, like what happened with Mistress Darva, I guess it was time, you know what I mean? I was just so hurt by the story, you know, and how it affected her family, especially her husband, just to see that man cry tears. And it was like, I just felt the need to actually lend my voice to this ongoing situation that needs immediate change. And so I just decided to do my part to help bring about that change.
A lot of Bahamians don't have the voice.
Right.
The words to come out of their mouth to express their frustration about the system.
Right.
Right? And I make it a part of my mantra to express and announce Bahamiano. I always use the word Bahamiano. We got to think about the Bahamas and the culture of the Bahamas and what is good for Bahamians.
Right.
Right? So, you know, you critique the government. You rejoice when they do well.
Exactly.
But you critique the government and the systems to say, hey, we must do better for Bahamians. Because we have a duty of care to Bahamians, and it's for Bahamians that everyone work toward.
Right.
And each citizen have a duty of care to develop the Bahamas. And I see you're doing that by your poetry and challenging the government to say, hey, things got to be better for Bahamians.
Exactly.
Right? But I want to, one more poem. I mean, you brought five for me, so I can try to go through all five. I'm going to go through all five.
Right.
And I am impressed with you. Right, I am impressed with you. This is Keanu Strawn and his poetry. You can see him on TikTok, you know, on various social media, Facebook, WhatsApp. He's trending. The politicians are aware of him. His work is in the Caribbean now, where Caribbean people are reaching out saying, this gentleman come from? They didn't know that Bahamians have that type of talent, especially with social commentary. I'm very impressed. But go ahead, read me another one, please.
All right, this one named Murder in the Bahamas is about, I guess it's self-explanatory, Murder in the Bahamas. I ain't scared to die, but tell me why I got to die before my time in a nation infested with crime. It's stress in my mind. Let's go further. Another headline, another murder. Every other day, the bullets spray, another body rot in decay. The hearse and funeral homes get paid. We gone astray. What is this? Got me wondering if this is big business. Thou shalt not kill. That's the master's will. But nowadays, people killing for the thrill, and that's the blood spill. Wisdom crying the streets. Is hell real? It's like we dying to see. Living is incomplete. The communities is a war zone with gang activities. They killing his. They killing she's. They even killing the babies. Mother frees another body by the police. As the murder rate increase, I mean rise like yeast, they feeding us to the beast. With no justice and no peace. To save the least, it's like a nation fail. When murderers get bail and murders prevail, the crime reports telling tales, they hiding the truth like a veil.
Murder, She Wrote. I'm not sure if you live in the inner city, like how I grew up inside the inner city, where Aaron and I keep on having this debate where when she said, oh, someone else died. And I said, but I used to murder. And he said, how can you be an educated man and say such a thing that you used to murder?
Right.
And he said, all my life since I know myself, the murder count has been over 100.
Right.
Right? I'm not used to having low numbers.
Exactly.
Culturally, I am used to murder. I am used to having parents and Bahamians in general said, man, beat your children, beat discipline into them.
Right.
We are a violent people culturally. And if you want to change that, you first must acknowledge that we have a problem. Exactly. And I find that most Bahamians tend to keep their heads in the sand and not acknowledge that we may have a social, psychological problem that we need to deal with. And that has now spilled in to having criminals who are doing violent crimes.
Exactly.
So the problem is us as a people. And then perhaps we are able to solve it with these people who just don't seem to have any sense.
Exactly. Right?
But why you decided to write that poem?
Because every other day we keep hearing about this one get killed, that one get killed, this one got shot, that one got shot. This man, this woman, this child, even children getting caught up in the streets. So it's like, come on, this is so out of hand now. You know, it's so out of hand. One death is too much. So imagine multiple murders in a matter of days. Sometimes two in one day, you know what I mean? So it's like, this is so out of hand. This is an actual crisis in my opinion. And like I say, when it came to like the PMH situation, I have to lend my voice to this pressing issue. You know what I mean? Because I go by what I'm led to actually speak on, and I was led to speak on that because I'm not the youngest, but at the same time, I'm in that age bracket where a lot of these murders taking place. It actually affects me, and it can affect me. You know what I mean? The way that I live my life, the way that I go throughout society, it could happen to any one of us. You know what I mean? So in the event something was to happen, I want to be able to say I at least lend my voice to this situation. You know what I mean? I contributed my gifts. I contributed my talents to help actually do something about this pressing problem.
Do you believe more Bahamians need to voice their concern?
Yes. And they don't necessarily have to actually become public and speak or whatever, but just get that energy going. Get enough energy going to where it's like we highlighted so much that it cannot hide. You know what I mean? Because this is not back in the day where it would only happen in the nighttime or whatever. It's happening in broad daylight now. First thing in the morning, broad daylight. So the more we get the energy of peace, the more we get the energy of this needs to stop, the more we get that energy going from man, woman, and child, maybe, just maybe, we can actually do something to stop it to a certain degree. You know what I mean? Because violence is something that affects so many communities around the world. But at the same time, us being who we are in the Bahamas, come on, man. If we're killing out everybody, like, nobody will be left.
What do you say to people like me who say, but I ain't doing no crime?
Mm-hmm.
That's them other people there. So my contribution to this is I ain't gonna do no crime.
Right.
And something is wrong because these other people are doing the crime. It's them.
That's fine. You don't have to do crime, you know. But guess what? Crime could happen to you, regardless of whether or not you do crime. And that's a sad reality, but that's reality. It can happen to you, regardless. You could be the most peaceful person, the most careful person, the most cautious person. One day, crime might happen to you or someone you love. So you're still liable to be affected by it because it's a vicious cycle. It goes around. You know what I mean? So I would advise or I would encourage continue being like that, but just know that doesn't stop crime from happening to you.
Would you be minded to do these poems in a school environment to travel and say, hey,
yes.
I will tell these poems and have the same type of conversation with youth?
That's actually what I want to do. I'm hoping that I get the opportunities to do that. You know what I mean? That'll be awesome, especially to travel like throughout the family islands. Mm-hmm. That's like a dream come true for me because I was someone who was always thinking in terms of international. I want to be on the big world stage, but then through a series of revelations lately, the Almighty showed me that, well, don't worry about them right now. Deal with where you are. Deal with your people. Get more deep into your culture. And that's where everything is right there. So I ain't even worrying about the international stage right now. It'll be a privilege of mine to tour my family islands.
Mm-hmm.
Me being someone who never left Nassau from when I was a little boy. So to be able to leave Nassau on a purpose mission, that's a dream come true.
Dream coming true.
Real talk.
You want to express your talent and get access.
Right.
We're moving, marching towards our 50th Independence Day celebration.
Right.
Big things.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving towards 242, which is 242 Day, which is Friday. Big things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Culture in the Bahamas is a big thing, right? Has anyone approached you as yet to say, man, I need you to create a bohemian type poem of celebration, not necessarily identifying what is wrong, but something identifying what is good and grand and great for the Bahamas?
Actually, no. And that would be awesome to do, too, because I don't want to come off like I'm just all about the problems and just rah, 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 rah. No, it's more so, you know, I would love to be able to just do some uplifting stuff and some nice, happy stuff also. But nobody has approached me to do it. So I guess, you know, sit small till your name called when it's my time. I guess the right people will find me and, you know.
I can challenge you. We need more celebratory songs and celebratory poems.
I agree.
The 50th is coming. And if you can write something as dynamic as I know you can write.
Right.
Mm-hmm. An anthem type song. I mean, an anthem type poetry that Behemoths could get behind and say, I feel it. This is why I need to move forward. Right? If you can create something like that, I could get you an audience with the person in charge of the of the 50th celebration. I know her personally. I know her name. I have a number. I could text and say, man, you need to hear this bee recite this poem.
Right? No, I definitely could put something together.
That's a challenge. I challenge you right now. I mean, I have limited influence, but I might even get you on spot. I'm in spot to declare this national poem.
Yeah.
Come the 50th, July 10th, and say, this is what Bohemian is all about.
Right. Yeah, man, I have no problem doing
that.
Then
if the challenge is on, then you go ahead and inbox me. Right? Mm-hmm. But I want to go through your poems.
Right.
Like I said, you bring five or six for me, and I want to hear them out because you do social commentary, and I need the Bohemian listen audience to hear them, to respond to them. Right. To know who that we have behemoths with this type of talent.
Exactly.
Who is trending on TikTok, trending in the Caribbean, who doing social. We have few behemoths who seem to care about national issues, about national concerns, to be vested. You know, there's a place or a theme by young people say, man, the Bahamas ain't no real place, so I really care.
Right.
You care.
I care.
You
I
care do. Enough to write. Sit down and pen to memorize, perform, to record, and post poetry dealing about the Bahamas. You care.
Right. I do.
Right? I even ask you now why you care in contrast to young Bahamians near your age who clearly don't care. They say, man, I on my own run.
Yeah.
I into making money. I into traveling, you know?
Yeah.
You know? No stress. I into traveling flights, right? Why you care enough to say I can write something down? And I can record it and I can let people, the government, the institutions, the NGOs know that I frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I care because when I sit down and I think about what's going on in the country and things that actually concerns us the most, it's like I analyze history and our leaders from back in the days, and I realize that there is a disconnect between then and now, especially among our youth, right? And I feel as if we have fresh new voices now coming to the forefront with our gifts, with our talents, with our abilities, it will actually become infectious that younger people would actually care. You know what I mean? Once they see that we care and we put it in such a way that it actually attracts them. It's not the same old.
So it's a packaging.
Right. It's not a matter of, well, you know, like, no slight to the older folks, but it's like, it's not like a church type thing. It's not a political type thing. It's more so just real people coming up, speaking real words from their heart and just saying how they feel, but it's not corruption. It's not tainted with some type of ulterior motive. It's genuine and it's original. And I feel as if we actually find a way to market ourselves and brand ourselves in a positive way with positive messages in a way that can appeal to the youth and make it look cool, I guess, that they will actually care when they realize that, hold on, what we was taught back in the day, it's different now, but at the same time, we could embrace our roots, we could embrace our culture, but we could do it in a way that we could make it more creative and more cool and more appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And that would bring them their attention back to where they actually live and their environment. So I feel as if once we do it in a appealing way, it will appeal to them and they would actually care.
Okay, we're going to a phone call now, producer. Real people with real words. That's what we need to do. Right. Producer, patch that caller through, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good afternoon. Well, good morning to you. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I am enjoying this very much. And I'm just wondering, can you set up like a GoFundMe or a Patreon type account for people who may want to assist or contribute to him going into the schools and things like that, may be able to contribute? Because if you wait on the government, they ain't getting nothing done. They can drag their feet, they can give it to whoever they want to give it to. But try get something set up where we could help this young man spread his message. Okay?
I love that challenge, you know.
Right.
Few people tend to challenge me, and I smile and listen to you saying, I must go do it, because I always challenge other people, stop complaining and waiting on government. Right. So I appreciate you reminding me of that, too. I need to stop waiting on government and make sure I make this happen.
They got their own agenda. They got my plan, their plan. Let's do our plan.
Yes.
Real talk.
Yes, I need to get him into schools to do this performance poetry. Thank you very much, Colin.
Right.
And thank you for challenging me that, and I'll make it happen, right? You have another poem there for me?
Yeah, this one named For the Children. This is about our babies. I had to do this one. This one there and there to my heart. I hope I could get through it. Anyway, to the children, I apologize for every time we turn a deaf ear to your cries. For every time you told the truth, but we call it lies. And because of foolish pride, we never looked you in your eyes. This been going on too long. To tell the truth, I ain't into no excuse. Child abuse is just wrong. And if the parents can't get along, don't take it out on the child. You act like they asked to be born. You just like your no good pa. You just like your no good ma. The stupid things that we say and do to the youth by far create physical and mental scars. But y'all don't hear me though. We act like they ain't got no feelings. And then we wonder why they getting high like ceilings. And when they hit the streets and start fighting, robbing, killing, stealing, that's their feelings revealing. You see, it's trauma. Victimized by the grown-ups' drama. To me, the death penalty is a must. When grown men and women look at children in lust like that clown on the bus. Parents, I talking to you. It's like this world don't love the youth. What you expect them to do? They want respect too. Mr. Mrs. Do as I say. Nope. If you's a hypocrite anyway. Because they watching you. If what you say and what you do don't go hand in hand, that's a failed plan. A woman can't raise a man. And a man can't raise a woman. So let's cooperate. Because our future is at stake. And at the pace we going, the sky looking kind of gray. How we expect to be great if the fruit of our bodies we forsake?
There you go. We need someone to concentrate on our youth.
Facts.
Right? In recent years, we've had a number of children. When I say children, I mean people under 16 being murdered, abused, violently abused, right? Violently taken advantage of, right? And we have an alert system, Marco alert system. I haven't heard anything about it. In a while, right? Government is attempting to respond to monsters that exist out here,
right?
Who target our children,
right?
Our darlings, right?
Right.
But you felt the need to write this poem,
yeah.
And I need to ask you why? Why you felt the need to go through that?
Because in my heart of hearts, I feel like we failed our children.
When I say that we failed our children,
we failed them. When I say we, I include myself, because I got my own personal situations with my daughter in. You know what I mean? So I just feel as if we need to pay more attention to the children, because I know it sounds cliche, but the children really are the future. You know what I mean? And we have to guide them right. We have to steer them right. And if we don't, then it's just the like I say, the future looking kind of gray. You know what I mean? Because it's so paramount that we actually care about our children and we listen to them when they talk. I know sometimes they just get on our nerve. They always running around the house. They always making you mad. They making you upset. They don't listen. They up and down. But just know that these children one day are going to be adults, just like us. One time ago, we was children. You know what I mean? You know, we have a lot of situations where we got broken homes. We got, like, you know, a lot of children ain't got no parents. A lot of children lost their parents to either death or abandonment or whatever the case may be. So I just feel as if we need to actually pay more concern to our kids and make sure that we lead them right, we guide them right, we protect them right. And like I say, even if mommy and daddy don't get along, let's find a way to make it work just for our children's sake. That's all.
You have a daughter. How old is your daughter?
My daughter has recently turned 14 years old in October last year.
So you're growing up a girl child,
a
teenage
girl child, yes.
And I want you, to, as a young daddy,
yeah,
growing up a teenage right. daughter,
right?
What type of challenges you have?
What? Oh, okay. My challenges basically is, without getting too personal, it's just seeing eye to eye with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just because me and her mother, we were married before we got divorced. And so now it's like her being split up between two parents. And so my challenge is just basically now trying to find common ground with her mother again, because mm-hmm. we were like, you know, we were very close. And it's unfortunate that it's where it is now. But my challenge is just trying to find a way to actually get it back to where we can actually be on good terms for the sake of our child, but not only for the sake of our child, for the sake of just us being in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So some of my challenges was just basically just seeing eye to eye with a mother and just being there enough to help my child go through the growing pains of becoming older as mm-hmm. a young girl. But I'm a male. Mm-hmm. There's only so much I can tell. There's only so much I can do with a girl child. So I have to be on one accord with a mother who's going to show her how to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So my challenge is just to basically make it right with her mother again so that we can make it right for our daughter.
Goal is just to be present.
Right.
Be on the scene.
Exactly.
Have you ever written any poems? Sometimes it's be hard to write mm-hmm. when you personally involved. But have mm-hmm. you written any poems based on that? Or on your growing up, your daughter, or your relationship with your ex-wife or whatever it is?
I wrote a verse to a song about it. And so funny, this is the first time since I started recording in the studio that I did a verse and I became emotional. And that scared me because it was like, there's something else. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't all deep and all, you know, but as I was recording the verse and I just pictured me and her sitting on the porch talking with what we actually was doing,
mm-hmm.
right? And I just got emotional. That's the first time that ever happened since I
started. Is this something that you memorized also?
Yeah, I got it.
You care to share? I know this was not on the schedule. Right. Right?
I could do it. I think I could do it.
I let you do it. Go ahead.
I done been through so much in this life. Failed marriage, ex-wife, baby mama strife. Separated from my little tyke, but I ain't never been no deadbeat type. Get your stuff right. It don't come without a fight. Funny thing about visions like, everyone is blind and only you got sight. In the city where we live for the night, but you die in broad daylight type sight. But that's the reason why I go so hard. I got a daughter to save from becoming a slave. Before I'm dumped in my grave, knowing all these verses, I spit to break generational curses. With a strong sense of purpose, let her know from she young, a good life she deserve it. The world wanna dump, feeling weak and worthless, but you are perfect. So hope and pray, cause daddy on his way.
Cause daddy on his way.
Yeah.
Young girls need the daddy.
Right.
Daddies need to be present.
Right,
you might not have all the money there to do whatever it is, but just be present.
Right.
Just be present. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A number of inner city men
mm-hmm.
have challenges growing up their children in general.
Right.
Right. And they want to be involved. There's things just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend you for working.
Exactly.
You know, working through these things. So I just want to commend you.
Right.
I'm talking to Keanu Strawn, a Bohemian poet, a street poet, a social commentator. right? Someone who is trending on social media, on all the different platforms on social media.
Right.
Someone who is heralded as one of the better performers of Bohemian poetry at this present present time.
Wow.
He calls it real talk with real people using real words.
Yes.
And that's what he does, right? Yes. And I give him a space, a platform to express himself because I said, who this boy is? Who trending? Why everyone talking about him? Why isn't he in the foreground, right? I done challenge him. I say, man, we need to have a celebratory poem as we march towards our 50th. And I say, if it sounds good, when you put it in the performance, I can reach out to people who I know to see if I can get them in the foreground to have them perform this. So I put the challenge out for him. But we're going to take a quick commercial break right now, right? And the numbers are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Just in case you want to engage Keanu, ask him where he's be about, ask him where he's performing and stuff like that. This is Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and I'm excited to listen to Keanu say his poetry.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And I am having a discussion with poet Keanu Strawn, street poet Keanu Strawn, who speak words that evoke emotion, that speak about the Bahamas. But let me just read this, right? This Friday is the first ever 242 Day. The 50th Independent Secretariat is encouraging you to wear your national colors. Enjoy Bohemian dishes, participate in cultural activities, enjoy authentic Bohemian art and music, and show your Bohemian pride. Share your photos and videos using the hashtag 242 Day. Hashtag celebrate Bahamas. Okay, we just want to push that out. I'm excited. I'm trying to see if I can get a aquamarine daishiki to wear on Friday. So I'm working on that. But I definitely celebrate in 242 Day come Friday. But You're a poet, Keanu.
Yes, I am.
Right? You don't do this full time. This is this is the side gig,
right.
The hustle,
right.
Right? And you are trying to move to make sure that this poetry thing makes money for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
So that you could be like a full-time performing artist.
Right.
Performing at different, maybe tourist venues or cultural venues to say, hey, this is what the Bahamas is about.
Yeah.
That we have street artists who perform, performing artists who perform poetry, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you documenting your poems? I know you're doing TikTok, but when you go on the street and perform, and I assume you might even need help with that, people recording you in general as you perform. So if you need help, what type of help do you think you may need?
Right now, it's more so just being able to go to the studio and actually record these poems, you know, because how I do it now is just basically for, like I say, to upload it to social media and whatever the case may be. These aren't actual poems that I went in the studio and record. Some of them I did. I did it recently, actually. Before the whole TikTok thing, I actually was in the studio with Dwight Jones, and I actually recorded some of these. Not too many, but some. But the whole thing is basically being in the studio to actually create a product now out of these poems to where I can give it to people in terms of they have something to carry with them instead of just looking at a video or whatever. They got their MP3s or, you know, they could have it on their phone and play it whenever they want to play it or whatever. Or even if I put it up on streaming sites or whatever the case may be. So the whole thing now is to be able to go to the studio and actually make it a product.
Okay, and there's studios here in the Bahamas that can do that.
Yeah.
And now you're pursuing that. And, I guess whatever expense that comes off.
Right.
And hopefully we can get some sponsors for you. And the call already challenged me to collect money to make sure this happens. Right. And because people appreciate what you have to say, right? And there are people who follow you on Twitter now and Instagram now, just waiting on the next drop, right? the waiting on the next critique of the government. And I guess now, waiting on
I got
this
one ready.
Yeah, you got one ready?
Not right now, but I mean like for the next drop.
The next drop. Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. And of course, before I forget, where is your social media handle so that people can go and follow you there?
Excellent question. On TikTok, I am Broken Silence 7. That's BROKENPSYLENS. The number 7. That's on TikTok. On Facebook, it's Keanu Strawn. KEANO Strong. On Instagram is keano.d.s.
Okay. And just for, because someone actually texted me and said they wanted your handles. So just say it one more time. So that person who was texting me at the same time.
All right. On TikTok, it's Broken Silence 7. That's BROKENPSYLENS and the number 7. On Facebook is Keanu Strawn, KEANO Strawn. On Instagram is Keanu, KEANO dot D dot S. If you have any issues pronouncing my name, because throughout my life people was calling me Keno all day, just call me Ano. Okay. Everybody calls me Ano. Just call me Ano.
I have a text here, say, C.A., Keanu's poetry is impressive.
Right.
It really speaks to the issues affecting Bahamians in a way that everyone can relate to.
Right.
I also admire his efforts to be in the life of his daughter.
Right.
It's a real issue facing many men. I hope his ex-wife will build a better relationship with him for the sake of his daughter. Mm-hmm. Young girls need their fathers, and it's obvious he is willing.
Facts.
Yes. So let's go through some of those poems before we run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
This one named Men Versus the Ladies. I just go right into it. I've been noticing a strange trend lately. This whole thing of men versus the ladies. And to me, this whole argument is crazy, because while we fighting who, watching the babies, just listen. This is only a spirit of division, and the more we separate, the more the spirit lingers. But we don't notice because we busy pointing fingers. A kingdom divided against itself could never be heaven. It could only be hell. But how the hell could we be well if by choice we keep perpetuating this sick spell? Be careful of what you manifest. This life is already a test. We getting dumb, but we think we getting smarter because we making the test harder. We were designed to work together to make this living experience better. But when we break this bond and sever, humanity is at risk of being lost forever. The thing called accountability. We both need to learn how to take responsibility. Because if he do wrong, that on he. And if she do wrong, that on she. You can't blame me if you cheat. That's called gaslighting. That excuse is weak. Too many lies, alibis, and deceit. Just admit it. You was a creep. It's like both genders need an intervention. We need a man and woman convention. We need to come together for the child. Come together and reconcile.
A man and woman convention. Usually they have them separate, but you now see, we need a convention together.
Together.
To love each other together.
Let's get all the issues out one time.
Let's read the last poem. Let's read the last poem.
Okay, this last one, this more, you know, on the romantic side. I had to say something for the baby.
You romantic?
Sometimes I can be. Sometimes.
Women need, baby women need romance.
Right.
But go ahead.
Without her, there is no me. How can I be complete without my helpmeet? That's like a body without no heartbeat. I beat in my chest because I need to rest on her breast from this mess called life. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and is favored by God. I pray in my Lord, I just need one to help guide my daughters and balance out my sons. If I had one, ain't nothing in this world that I can't do. And when we do the do, we can manifest what we want to, because it's magic. But y'all thought we was just smashing. We ain't crashing. We rise. Heaven is between our thighs. When they look in the rise, I see paradise. I ain't gonna lie. It's like I got the greatest prize. Her, me, connect, we multiply. Then we strive. Why? We unify. Like a family business. A house of bosses. Together we all win. But learn from losses. And we could gang you if you cross us. That's just the mind in me. Don't mess with my family. It's all about family.
It's all about family.
Right.
Bohemians need to love each other.
Right.
There's a saying that I want a spouse who could love me like how SAC students love SAC. This has been Guardian Radio at AM. I had Kiana Strawn with me today as we do some poetry. You can reach him out on social media, right? You have social commentary. I enjoyed the show. Thank you very much for coming.
Broken silence.
Broken silence. Have a wonderful day.